Hey, how you doing today? This is Baron from Kombucha with Baron. So, I want to talk a little bit about something. The Scooby Scoby. I don't know. The Scoby. The Scoby. to kind of shed some light, a Scoby is the some call it a mushroom or colony or they call it mother. It's on the bottom of, if you look through your kombucha, and it has that sediment in the bottom. It's called a SCOBY, or it's referred to as a SCOBY, right? It's what a SCOBY is, a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. And so, you know, a lot of people may refer to it as a colony, but it's really not a colony, because colony would signify that it was one organism, right? So we have bacteria and yeast that kind of live together in this environment. And the SCOBY is this kind of gelatinous, slimy, pancake-looking goodness that gives you the good bacteria that you ingest that sits in the kombucha. And then you may have tried kombucha with different flavors. So what happens is that SCOBY, that symbiotic culture, is fed, right? It's fed with sugar or some type of sweetener. So there's jun, which is similar to a kombucha. The difference is the sweetener that it feeds off of is honey instead of sugar, traditional sugar. But it's pretty much the same, and it's usually green tea. So what's interesting to me is I've been, you know, researching and trying different recipes, and I'm coming up to this point where I'm going to make my own version of this based on what I've learned in my time. And I'm going to take you through this process. So it's going to be an adventure. I'm going to learn, and I'm going to share with you what I learn as I learn it. But I think it's important that we talk about this SCOBY, because the SCOBY is kind of the base of this, right? And if you have a SCOBY, and sometimes you can buy them online, or you can be gifted one by a friend, or obtain one by someone you know. But it all depends on what that SCOBY has been feeding on, right? That environment, what it's been feeding on. So what's interesting to me is one of my favorites recently that I've talked about before is the Wild Tonic Jun. It's a Jun kombucha, which is sweetened with honey. Now, I have access to some urban beekeepers and urban farmers, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to acquire some particular honey, and what I'm going to experiment with is doing honeydew. Honey is it's not the fruit honeydew, but honeydew honey is when the bees run out of the flowers or pollen nectar to imbibe, so they go to sap, right, of trees, and it's in some cases it becomes medicinal, depending on what type of tree that they're getting sap from. But it usually is a dark rich color and a particular medicinal flavor. And what I'm interested in is if I take this honeydew honey and I feed a SCOBY that I raise with this honey, what the effects of the kombucha will resolve, right? What will become of that culture. So that's kind of the first step. The next step is I'm really looking at different types of tea, right? Because it's the kombucha is usually tea, and then flavors can be added. Sometimes you see algae, sometimes some juices are combined with it. But we're gonna start with that. And I think we're gonna get...